No, I don't do Snapchat. I am aware of Snapchat. It just was always something that the younger folk did. And I always thought Snapchat was initially brought in so you could take pictures of wobbly bits and send them to other people and no one else would find out about it. But there is much more to it in the modern parlance. Cliona Curley, Programme Director of CyberSafe Ireland, is with us. Good morning, Cliona.
Good morning, Johnson.
It did build up into something more significant rather than its initial incarnation, and it is extremely popular. How many people use Snapchat in Ireland?
I'm not sure of the figures on that, actually, Johnson. Certainly, like, we go into schools and we talk to kids, usually pre-teens, age about 9 to 13, and it would be the most popular app. So the majority of kids we're meeting are already on social media, and Snapchat would definitely be the most popular.
The original wheeze was that a photograph, if you sent it to somebody, would disappear after a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Is that still the case?
Yes, it is. And actually, it's one of the gimmicks with Snapchat. It's one of the reasons that the kids like it. If I send you a snap, which is a photo or a video, usually with a caption across it, then, you know, once you open it, it would disappear in between 1 to 10 seconds, usually.
Okay, so the limited time, of course, you could, in theory, take a screenshot of your phone, but you just get a message then that somebody took a screenshot. Now, the idea of the map is new.
Yeah.
So how does the map work?
Okay, so, you know, the last time I went into Snapchat, I went in and had a look at Snap Maps. You go in and what you can see is a map and where all your friends are located on that map, as long as they've opted into it. So there is an option. You can hide your location still. But if none of my friends have hidden their location, I'll be able to see them all in real time on a map.
And we're talking about pinpoint accuracy here. We're not talking about in the general Balls Bridge or Black Rock area.
It's
standing at that exact moment.
It's pretty exact, yeah, scarily so. So if you're using the app at any time, it'll say exactly where you are.
Now, a lot of social media give this option. Twitter, for example, you have the opportunity to give a location, but it just says, I'm in Cork, or I'm in Galway, or I'm in Dublin. It might give you a general location. Facebook, something similar. This is pretty much bang on GPS accurate. And is this the first app to provide this level of accuracy?
It certainly takes things to a new level in terms of the kind of real-time information. A lot of apps would actually give exact information. But it wouldn't necessarily be tracking you all the time. It would maybe track when you've posted a certain photo or video. So certainly this would take it up to another level.
Apple had something called Find My Friends, which I don't think anybody ever used. And it was something like that as well, where you get...
Yeah, and to be honest, there's lots of apps that are... I mean, pretty much all of the apps are using location sharing. It just might not be as obvious as this. This is Snapchat taking it kind of one step further. But lots of them are doing it. And some apps are pretty much based on location sharing. So there are apps like Yellow, for instance, or Tinder, which are all about hooking up with people in your geographical area. So they're showing exactly where
that's a whole
are.
Different level of creepiness that we don't want to get into.
It certainly is.
Let's go back to the Snap Maps. Is it opt-in or opt-out? Are you automatically assumed that you love Snap Maps and you want to share your location?
I think it's opt-in. Now, you know, I'm a geek, so as soon as I got on Snapchat when it came out, I was checking it out. So I think I went looking for it myself. It would probably present it to you as an option anyway. But certainly when you go in, you know, it gives you, the very first time you use it, it gives you the option of, you know, how visible you want to be. So you can choose whether to be visible to all of your friends, so everybody on your friends list, selected friends, or you can go into what's called ghost mode, where your location wouldn't be visible. Of course, though, if you share something publicly, which is an option with Snapchat as well, where you add something to what's called our story, and you share a snap that way, then you that will be visible, you know, to the whole community on Snapchat.
So anybody can find out where you are.
Well, they would be able to potentially get information, you know, about. So if, let's just say a child was to, you know, to put a snap on our story, and they were to say, show themselves in the snap and say, oh, hi, my name is such and such. You know, then that's the location of that snap would be visible. So you could potentially track them down to that address, but you wouldn't be able to get into their profile information.
Okay, well, yeah, but still.
So really, if they're at home, that's an issue.
That's my point. You're going to be pinpointing where you are at home.
Yeah. So really important that kids aren't publishing stuff to our story.
And that's my point that I want to come to next. we are of a generation where privacy is important. We don't want to tell everybody where we are. We don't want others to know, well, I'm not there, I'm here, but that's my business and not anybody else's. Are we at risk of the next generation coming up being so acclimatized to giving their information away that privacy is going to become a thing of the past?
To be honest, I'm not sure I'd agree that we all feel that way. I mean, I certainly would, and I'm very reluctant to share information online because I know the consequences of it. But I think, you know, people, you know, even people who aren't using something like Snapchat, they're using other apps where they're sharing their location or they're sharing personal information. They're not using privacy settings. A lot of grown-ups are sharing so much out there. It's really easy to build up a profile on somebody. Kids, I think we have a real opportunity here, you know, to educate them of the importance of privacy. So it could work the other way around, but only if we invest in education and show kids the value of their data. And you know,
but every time you invest in education, and this is the problem, Cliona, every time you invest in education, they'll bring out something else, and then another app will come out, and that'll become popular, and it will have overrun what the previous education was, and it'll just be accepted. Where you have the option when you download the app, Snap Maps or whatever, Yellow or Tinder wants to know your location, yes or no, the default for young people is going to be yes.
Yeah, and this is a real problem, you know. Like, really, we should have extra safeguards in place for kids. But, you know, at the moment, the digital age of consent as such is 13. You know, that you're not even meant to be on any of these apps until you're 13. Lots of kids are on these apps and they're not protected on them because it's not even acknowledged that they're actually on them. They're sort of an unofficial community. But in terms of chasing the technology, I think, you know, in reality, the same rules apply to each of the apps. So yes, parents do need to keep on top of the apps. And that can be a real challenge. There's a big digital divide there. But the same rules apply. Don't share your location. Don't share your personal information. Mm. Mind who's on your friends list. You know, so really the education is about kind of general points, and then it's applying it to the technology so the kids are really engaged.
Yeah. Well, look,
and with the parents, they don't need to be an expert.
Well, I was just going to
need to know enough to have the conversation.
Yeah, because I may sound like a geriatric talking about Snapchat and not understanding how it works, but there are many people out there who have not got a notion, who have a Nokia 6310 that you can barely text off, and the idea of Snapchat or Twitter or Facebook is completely alien, and they need to relate to their kids. They need to get the message across. What do they need to do?
Well, I would say, you know, it's about getting enough confidence that you can have the conversation. So, you know, when we go into schools, we'd talk to the kids and then we'd report back to the parents and say, look, these are the apps your kids are using. Let's look, have a look at a couple of those. Usually the most popular ones are Snapchat and Instagram. And actually, even parents getting a look, this is what it looks like. This is what it does. This is what your kids are, you know, are talking about when they talk about snap streaks and all these other things. And giving them that confidence that they can at least go in and say to their child, okay, show me the privacy settings. Have you got those set? That's brilliant. Okay, well done. Show me who's on your friends list. Parents don't need to be experts with the technology because the kids know how to get into all these things. It's more about having the conversations and being able to have those conversations and set rules.
Okay.
So it's amazing how quickly parents can get up to a certain level, but it's just you know, giving them that support.
Well, for the adults and the teenagers who are listening, Snap Maps, turn them on or turn them off. What's your advice?
I would say, certainly hide your location. And I do think it's kind of creepy to be stalking your friends. If there are parents out there that need, you know, don't know where to get started, we have a video on our website, if you don't mind me saying it, on cybersafeireland.org, which has simple steps for parents, and that's a great place to get started.
Okay, Cliona Curley, Programme Director for Cybersafe Ireland, thank you very much for that.